I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The White House continued to push President Obama's $825 billion economic stimulus plan today. Some Republicans are finding fault with it, but both Republicans and Democrats might do well to keep this in mind. They don't have to reinvent the wheel when it comes to the economy. After all, the Japanese already know what American homeowners are going through.
Japan went through 10 years of continual decline in real estate values.
That is economist Barry Bosworth of the Brookings Institution. He was referring to Japan's so-called lost decade in the 1990s. We're going to hear more from Bosworth in just a bit. He's just one of many economists who find parallels between the Japan of the 1990s and America of today. The World's Jason Margolis reports.
The 1980s were good times in Japan. Credit was easy. The stock market was soaring, and economist Barry Bosworth says Japan's real estate prices were just incredible.
At the peak of that in 1989, I'd go to Japan, and people would joke the Imperial Palace in Tokyo was worth more than the state of California. Well, that was just absurd.
But all bubbles burst eventually. Land and stock prices in Japan fell 60% within a few years. Economists say the Japanese did a lot of things wrong. First, says Barry Bosworth, they weren't transparent.
Banks would not declare loans as being bad, even though they weren't being paid, because if they told the regulators that the loans were bad, they wouldn't have any assets left. And they'd be forced themselves to shut down. So everybody lied to everybody else.
And it wasn't just the banks. Cornell economist Ishwar Prasad says Japanese leaders were also at fault.
A key problem in the Japanese crisis was that they moved very passively with monetary policy. They didn't reduce interest rates very quickly. They did not flood the system with money until very late in the game. And the amount of fiscal stimulus was also very limited.
Prasad says U.S. policymakers today seem to have learned lessons about what not to do from the Japanese experience. The Federal Reserve has already cut interest rates to near zero, and President Obama is calling for a massive $825 billion stimulus. But American policymakers can't simply use the mistakes of Japan as a blueprint. Not all economic lessons translate across cultures. The Japanese and Americans approach business very differently. Americans put a high degree of faith in the individual. Japanese cherish community, says Sheila Smith of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Work is not seen as a transaction just about cash. It's seen as also a place where you go, it's a community you belong to, and it offers up a sense of pride.
There was actually a stigma in Japan that kept companies from laying off employees. That was good for Japanese workers. But business analyst Edward Alden says it restricted the options of Japanese firms.
And so one of the results was it was much harder for Japanese companies to restore themselves to profitability. So that's one reason to think we may not be headed for a decade like the Japanese.
After all, Alden points out, American companies have moved very quickly to reduce their payroll costs by laying people off. There's another reason to think we're not heading the way of the Japanese. That's because we've already been there, says Derek Scissors of the Heritage Foundation.
You know, the lost decade is a funny term because you kind of look forward and say, oh, does that mean we have 10 bad years coming? But if you look at where the stock market is now, where the stock market is in 1998, we already had a lost decade. Real estate prices, not there yet, but if we have another bad 2 years in real estate, we'll have had a lost decade in real estate.
Maybe so, but Japan's lost decade was more than just falling real estate and stock prices. Year after year, Japan's economy fell short of its capacity. Machines and workers stood idle. Still, all things considered, economist Barry Bosworth says the Japanese did a better job than they get credit for.
I mean, if you look at things like unemployment, they stopped the unemployment from soaring to extraordinary levels. They didn't solve the crisis, but they spread the suffering pretty widely. Maybe that's why they didn't recover, because they made it too easy in some respect. You go to Tokyo and say, it doesn't look to me like anything's changed. I mean, people look pretty comfortable.
Eventually, Japan got out of its decade-long slump in 2003, largely through exports. U.S. consumers started buying more and more stuff made in Japan. It doesn't look as if the American economy can rebound that way, too. today's crisis has gone global, and every nation is trying to export its way out of a recession. So economists warn that the problems facing American policymakers today are a lot tougher than what the Japanese faced a decade ago. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.